ओम शांति, ओम शांति एवरीबॉडी, वेलकम इन बाबा स्वीट होम. मोस्ट ऑफ यू अराइव यस्टरडे, सम मे आई थिंक इवन टुडे, सो वेलकम इन बाबाज होम मधुबन. एक्चुअली आवर होल लाइफ इज अ ब्लेसिंग ऑफ बाबा. And so is our topic today, that is experiencing Baba's blessing in life. And for that we have in between Sister Dr. Bini Sareen. So we welcome her with the one hand clap. One hand clap. Let me tell about something about her, that Sister Bini Sareen, she is in Baba's knowledge since childhood, and presently she is working as manager, public relation and media in Global Hospital and Research Center, Mount Abu. Secondly, she has done PhD in spirituality and universal values, and after completing her PhD, she is doing spiritual counseling at present, and she has also written a book, Awakening Spirituality. And today she is with us on such a beautiful topic, that is experiencing Baba's blessing in life. Sister Vinny.
Thank you. Om Shanti. Blessed Om Shanti. Blessed good morning. Joyful, blissful, peaceful, and very, very special welcome and greetings to all of you arrived in Baba's very, very special place of the world. I request those are sitting at the back, we have lot of space in front, can move in front, all sofas are for you only. So time is to take seat, any seat you can take now. So please come forward. Today is Baba's Murli. Is actually has opened up today's topic in advance for all of us. And Baba has underlined the word very powerfully. I don't know why I feel whenever I have to give class on this topic, because this is related with my personal experiences of Brahmin life. When I was 7 year old, I came in Baba's knowledge. Playing in the courtyard of Madhuban, we grew up without any proper course, no classes of meditation. But growing up there was really a life, I can say it's a blessing to me. And miracles in our life, that people just use the word, but I feel that Baba's this birth, of course Baba has connected it with past and future, but today's Murli has empowered us more by using the word. Baba has used the word for this birth, this life. Baba said what? Blessing. So it is a blessing. So Baba has said not only day, not only month, not only year, but the whole life. Isn't it? Is blessing. So that's why Baba said second. Even Baba means to say that even the single second is very, very powerful. You see that in a second. I always, when I connect this word in Hindi, you all must have heard many times, Vardhan. Isn't it? Three words are there. Greetings, good wishes and blessings. What is the difference between three? Isn't it? Greetings, we all wish Om Shanti and we meet each other. Maybe we are happy or not, but then we try to greet each other. In Laukik world actually, people just sometimes, they do it as a formality. But then good wishes is one of the very important aspect of the life, which is creating a very powerful space for blessings in the life. How can we receive blessings? And how we can give blessing? Of course, according to the mythology and according to the culture, or the, if you go to the yoga systems of the ancient times, it was considered that we are supposed to give good wishes, but the blessing is only from the God. Because once when we receive the blessing from the God, it is just like a gift. Of course, many elderly people or saints or some people, those lived, like in India, if we see that people go and they say, bless us. Isn't it? So maybe temporary they have some in a short time, but then later on again they feel same. But here today Baba has underlined that life, Brahmin life, is Vardani. Baba said Vardani. Janma, you know, from birth, isn't it? Even in the Laukik world, sometimes people say the child is blessed from birth, isn't it? So we children are blessed from birth. Do you feel that? Yes or no? Yes. Anything which you feel very special about this blessing? What do you really make you that I am blessed individually? Isn't it? Yeah. There's also Baba has underlined one of the beautiful song which Baba used to mention many times in Murlis. Because they are all correlated words. Baba said, Pana tha jo palia. In Hindi we say this word, but in English it means it's a very deep meaning. If you see, I have received everything from you, Baba, whatever you wanted to give me. I have everything. I am contented. Palia means everything in the life you have given me. So that is why blessing is that, how Baba was mentioning that I have seen the two kind of children. One of them, what they do? Just revise little bit today's Murli also. Yeah, what they do? They enjoy? Yes, all. And others? Enjoying is also not a blessing. Happiness, right? We are so happy, isn't it? And when you reach Madhuvan, you feel what? Very happy. All of you are very happy after everybody is okay. Everyone has got everything right, settled down. Isn't it? Dadiji used to ask everybody, I remember that Dadi Prakashmani. Those came in Baba's knowledge during Dadi Prakashmani time. Please raise your hands. Yeah, okay. So Dadiji used to ask first day, whosoever used to come, whether they are Indian children or even the guests, I remember. Dadiji was so humble, and Dadiji used to say, if any inconvenience or anything, if you have not received, she used to join hands. Today I will also share the importance of joining hands for receiving blessings, why people used to join hands, what kind of hands we have to join. So Dadi used to say, like this, if anything is there which you have not, if you have any inconveniences, Dadi is just saying sorry for that. You know, she's so humble. She used to say like in front of, so because why I share, because the Gyan Sarovar Academy, when it was constructed in 95, this was the only complex for us at that time for the bigger programs. And first time when it was inaugurated, I think there were more than 1,000 people reached here, and hardly there was a space for this much to stay in Gyan Sarovar. And I remember that time the hotels were booked. So many of them, they lived in the hotels. They used to come for the programs. And this was the first time when Baba came on that day of inauguration in Gyan Sarovar, and Baba walked from the hall till the other corner. If you see from that side, you will find it the outside, little bit open courtyard. Baba walked there, and it was, I think, the first flag hosting at that time by Bap Dada after the construction. So it was so wonderful that whole of the complex was, and Baba was giving so much blessings to everybody, whosoever were there, isn't it? But still Baba always gave. So I reminded of one story of the blessing I used to quote sometimes, that how there are many, many ways to receive blessings. They're very, very subtle actually. Because if we serve others, it is so connected that sometimes we say, okay, I have so much of blessing, I have so much everything, but then even in our relationship, that is a practical ground in which if something happens and little bit of from that person, we receive that it is not that positive, is again we are not able to feel Baba's blessings at that time. Maybe how many amount of blessings we receive. Every day is what? No one in the world, they receive blessings like us. Isn't it? Do they receive? No one in the world. Be Baba's children. That's why Baba said, we are blessed children. So this is a story of a very young boy actually. He was 14, 15 years old. And he used to serve his parents so much. He used to take lot of care of the parents. They were very old. And also they were sick. So this boy actually, he was serving and he was doing so dedicatedly that God became so happy to see so much extreme dedication of this boy. And he himself decided, this is a story, to bless the child. And he went to the home, knocked there. And when he knocked, the boy opened the door. And then God said that, I am so happy to see you, that from many years you selflessly serving the parents, you are taking the care and the way you are doing it, I am so happy to see you, your service. So myself I came to bless you. Now you ask me, I am so happy with you. Ask the blessing. What blessing I should? In Hindi it's beautiful. What vardhan means, what blessing I should give, what you want from me. Now this boy, Actually, that time he was serving his mother who was lying on the bed and was, what we say, that was feet, you know, from that doing like massage and all, taking care of that, and that was not completed actually. So it was not completed and he came in between. So he said, God, I am not able to, you know, attend you right now because my work is still going on. It is not completed. I have not completed the service of my mother, what I am doing. So please, God, I am not able to attend you. And now after this, he felt sorry and he went. He completed his whatever time, it was almost half an hour more than that, completed his whole work. When mother slept, he listened again the knock on the door. And then when he opened, the God was standing for him. And that time, when he saw God, he said, God, sorry God, I was not knowing that you were waiting for me. Actually, this long you waited for me outside. And God said, no, I came to meet you, to give you blessing. And then God asked him one question to this boy, that I myself, to whom the service which you were considering is equal serving the God with so much of love and dedication, I myself came to meet you. You made me waiting. Why? So this boy replied, that's very important to see the meaning. He said, the service which I was doing with lot of love and from my heart has even made the God come down to meet me. How could I have delayed that work? How can I stop that work which made the God to meet me? This was his answer. You see that the blessing which he means to say, that what he was doing and God came to me was the greatest blessing in my life. Isn't it? So this is what Baba is saying, that I come to meet you personally. All the way Baba is coming to us. Do you feel that it is a small thing? Where Baba is coming? Baba is doing so. I still remember that when Baba says, when you keep something in your mind, determined. So Baba helps us in a different ways. And there is always, Baba's love is creating blessing. It's not only the written words, but it is more than that we feel. And that is why Baba said today that many, many children, they do lot of hard work. Do we feel that sometimes we do lot of efforts in breaking the stones, isn't it? So Baba says, because Maya is also very, very intelligent, and the more we become powerful, so these days, from, if you have seen in the last year, Murli Baba has never used much the word Maya. Isn't it? They used to be vain so many times in the previous Murlis, because now Baba knows that my children are clever enough. They have become very powerful to know that how the Maya is coming, isn't it? But which Baba still underlines, because the four things which really we can say that making us weak to understand Baba's blessings. That Baba many times underlines that first is the waste thoughts. Because sometimes there is an opportunity, there is a support. We never know at that time how Baba is helping us. But then if we are already in waste thoughts, isn't it? So, and the waste thoughts are also not of that quality which we used to have before, but they are very, very subtle, isn't it? Because Baba's children, with lot of effort, they have, you know, they have become victorious for all those, if you just see that. How many of you are first timers? I just want to know. Okay, many are first time. But you are not looking first timers. So you can greet yourself with clapping. You don't look like first timers. No, no. Are you first timers? No. You came many times before, 5,000 years back. So this is what Baba says, that you know, in our day-to-day life also here, because Baba is taking very, very special care, isn't it? In one of the Murli, Baba has mentioned, I think it was last month Murli, Sakar Murli, Baba said one thing very, very clearly that was related with the communication, how we communicate to Baba. So Baba said that I always help those children, those remember me with love. You see, underlining is what? Love. He means remembrance is sometimes of different qualities. How we love Baba, how we relate Baba, isn't it? But that is what, in bhakti actually, that is why, if you see, if you go in temples or gurudwaras, many other places, maybe whatever is there, but that time there is so much, many people in old times specifically. Love means how to get Baba's blessing is true love. Isn't it? And the second thing is right attitude. Because sometimes what happens that Baba is giving every, you know, each and every point, every day with different angle. But then at the time when our attitude to receive those things, like sometimes in English it is said that blessing in disguise. Is it true? You feel that it's happening sometimes? Is it happening sometimes? In the beginning maybe it is looking very, very, we find it's not right thing which is happening. Isn't it? But if that time Baba says that if you keep little patience, after that you will be going to find and explore, you will find, no, this is for me only. There is a story of a person actually, that is why Baba used to tell us to write and how to delete many things. That's why very important, cleaning and deleting every day for Baba's blessings. Third thing, the person, one young person actually, he was on a very senior post working and serving, that he became really very frustrated. And finally he decided that I want to end my life. And before he, you know, decided to do it finally, he said, only once I will go to God. And I will ask him if he will be going to give me a good reason to live. I will live, otherwise I will be going to finish my life. He went to God and he said to God, God, I want to finish my life. I am very unhappy because there are so many problems in my life and now I am unable to tolerate what is happening. So, I have decided. Can you give me one good reason that why should I live in this world? So God said to him, he took him to the near two plants, and one was the plant which was like, you know, used to grow very fast, like bushes, you know, green bushes you have seen, just plant in few days they grow like anything. I don't know what you call in your country. The few plants, you know, they grow very fast. He said that when I put the, you know, this plant, so God said that it started growing and growing in a very less time. It's so much space is occupied. And when I planted the bamboo tree, seed there. So, I gave water, everything was given, but till 3 years, nothing came out. Still I gave water, keep on taking care, and after 4 years, there was a little sprout came, isn't it? And then, after slowly started coming, very slow speed comparative to the other one. And then, after years and years, it went so high, raised so high, isn't it? So God said that I didn't leave my hope with the bamboo tree. I was taking care and I have seen that and I know that it will be going to come. When I didn't leave the hope with the bamboo tree, how can I leave with my creation the hope that you said you will want it to finish your life? No. You have to live, you have to take care how it happened with the bamboo tree. And then the man said, okay, then how I will be going to rise in the life? So God said, by loving me, by praying me, the more you love me, the more you pray me, you will grow higher and higher and higher, and I will take care of you. The man decided finally, yes, now I realize that. And then God said, the years in which you were feeling the difficulties and the pressures in the life, just like a bamboo tree was coming out from the earth, it was taking so much of them. Once it is grown and grown and went high, so that is why never lose hope, isn't it? So that is why Baba always says, that is also in the today's Murli. Baba said, third thing to receive blessings is what? Lagan. In Hindi, with so much of love and the love and enthusiasm, how it was translated, lagan, isn't it? So much strong connection with Baba, isn't it? You are here now. We are very fortunate that Shiv Jayanti is approaching very, very near. I just wanted to tell you one little related system of Shivratri before we celebrate here in India. It is considered very, very strongly. The faith, maybe it can be myth, but faith They say that before Shivratri, the 10 days are the days in which when we pray Shiva, pray God, isn't it? So your all wishes will be going to be fulfilled, isn't it? See, they do with, maybe with the desire, isn't it? So even in bhakti, they do sometimes this with a lot of sacrifices and so much of heart, because many people keep fasting. Sometimes they just, many people even drink water only, just water. So now we should be ready because Baba is coming, the Shiva himself is coming. They just feel that without any full knowledge, but on the faith of love, isn't it? That's why the whole night, the particular night, they just awake and they do all the worships. So that is why we are here. So before, of course, you will be finding the celebrations from after 2 days, on from Thursday onwards. But what we have received this time for what, isn't it? So how we should be ready to meet Baba? How should we be? This time we will be meeting Baba. So Baba will be going to see you and will say that, feel that my very, very special, very, very elevated and very, very blessed children, they have come from all over the world, but you are very special because the Baba is taking lot of care of double foreigners. Do you know that how much Baba feels happy when they see you? Have you noticed? Sometimes we also feel the Baba smiles a lot when they see you. Have you noticed that? Baba always used to say, my decoration of my home. Isn't it? Baba used to say decoration. Isn't it? So decoration of Baba's home and the Brahmin family. Isn't it? So how should we be ready now this time to meet Baba? Be purity and love. Okay. What else? What else? Anything else? The lot of love when we remember Baba. Do we need any preparation for that? No. You must have seen that when you are merged in Baba's love, because that is why in India when we give meditation course, so they always like this word we say, what is meditation? What kind of remembrance is this? Is when you merged in God's love, because in the beginning we don't say Baba, maybe later on. But the moment when they feel that merging in God's love, isn't it? So at that time, God fulfills, say, okay. So then Baba, when Baba comes, at that time there is a more, again there is a chance to take extra blessings from Baba. Have you noticed that? Baba is giving that time extra blessings. We had one doctor actually, he was Parsi doctor, he used to come every year. Now he's a heart surgeon, but he hasn't come from last year because not keeping too well. And I remember from USA he comes, so he always used to come to Global Hospital to give his services. So he was sharing his experience when I came first time, because the Parsi people are very strong actually in their religion. I think what we call related with Zoroastrianism, isn't it? So when he came first time and then he was sitting third and fourth sofa, so he said, was feeling that how God will be going to see me, isn't it? I'm so far, isn't it? And then how I will be going to feel that God has come. This was his just thought. And then he was sharing that moment when Baba came, and he said that I was surprised that the moment Baba looked at me and given me the drishti, he found that on the forehead there was such a powerful light. Because he was from that religion, so he was not having that thought in the beginning very strong about how the God can come. So the moment he saw that, he became so pakka child of Baba. Then I remember he's, without any fail, he was coming from many years. His thought is to serve here to the patients, isn't it? His wife. So that is why Baba says that whatever thought we will be going to keep before meeting Baba will be fulfilled and the going to be blessed by Baba. So that is what one of the experiences I always like to share for feeling very, very special experience, which is always wonderful, and we, all of us, we have in our life that Baba is making through the blessings. But that is what Baba many times underlines, that receiving blessings, feeling blessed is the one thing, but then having the full faith and using that blessings in a, even in a difficult times or sometimes when we really tired, is also again a lot of wonders, Baba's love and blessings. So I felt many times personally when we came in Baba's knowledge, because I used to have many times visions from childhood, and I couldn't understand at that time, because Baba used to give us, that time it was a personal meetings with Baba, used to sit with, even with the double foreigners, used to get sometimes 10 minutes individually, 5 to 10 minutes conversation. And I remember very well that first time when we came in 70s. And that time it was no meditation hall was there, only history hall was there in Madhuban. And then the Baba used to come. It was just the next year when Baba left the body, 69 Baba left the body. And the Baba's room was very, very small than what you see now. It's a big room actually. It was very small, hardly I think 25 people can sit, that much of space was there. And I still remember the first meeting. Of course I couldn't understand what is said to me, but later years I found very powerfully that this once Baba gave you blessing is actually for the whole life. The more you use, the more you make it strong in Baba's remembrance. You feel that the always Baba's supporting hands are with you. So Baba Avyak Bab Dada was there in the corner gaddi of the meditation hall, which is still is. And hardly there were 20 people in that room. The Baba's meeting was going on, the Mulli was there, and that time nobody was sitting on the chairs. Everybody, Dadi Prakashmani, all Dadis, were sitting on the floor only, just front of Baba. So I remember that we children also sat quite very near to Baba, and then we were, just because, you know, the children, how they used to see, we were not shaking our bodies also, just like looking at the Baba, what Baba is saying, trying to understand. And I remember that when Baba was giving a, you know that when food was, at that time it was not that much of delay because not many big groups were there. So it was less, just like chit-chat, talking, and used to offer Baba the bhog. So that time it was given to Baba. And I remember that Baba has given in the golden spoon in our mouth also. So this was my first meeting that I remember. Isn't it? So afterwards also we received, but this was the first one. And the drishti from Baba, isn't it? That is still, is very, always fresh in the mind. And I had many times in the dreams that time when I have that powerful drishti that comes again and again many times. And that was a one blessing out of many which I remember, because that time Baba used to give lots of blessing in the personal meeting, but I didn't understand what does it mean. And there was no system of the individuals, no one's blessings were typed. No one used to, in that, I'm talking about the beginning. Later on though, you will find that group wise there is a, even the group meeting, individual meeting was there. So I remember that Baba said to me that you are ever victorious child. Oh Baba, do you understand? Aap sada vijay ho. And I didn't understand what is the meaning of that. Baba made me to shake my head again like this. Baba said, do you know this? Again asked me. That was Baba's first blessing, I remember. And then I found it that, you know, Baba has, by giving the blessing, Baba created for future. Because we didn't know, we were the first children. We used to go to the school here in Mount Abu. We studied here, grew up here, and then later on I came in Global Hospital for Baba's service. So I remember that time the people in the Mount Abu, they were having many, many questions in their mind. About, they were seeing the organization growing and growing from the little place to so big. And at that time we were there, and Baba has given us the, I remember still when, because we used to take from Baba the guidance what we should do. When I completed my studies and I asked Avyak Bab Dada that what should I do actually now further. So Baba said to me, because that time I was getting the invitation from the, if you have seen, one of the very old Irish convent school in Mount Abu. That was the Sophia High School, still run by nuns, but very famous school of India still. And Jyoti Ben from London, who is a very close friend of Jayanti Ben, she also studied in this school. And she used to say how Brahma Baba was taking care when she was studying in this school. And on Sunday she used to go to meet Brahma Baba, because that was the only day when she can go. So it was, Baba said, no, you must go to teach in this school because you will be able to serve them, the local people. Because that was a different time. So Baba said, no, you go there, you teach them. Don't think that you are doing any job, but you are there to serve them. And Baba said, underline particularly that in the evening, you bring them to Baba's home. This was Baba's direction. Bring them here and do Baba's service. And one thing was Baba underlined that too, it will be very good to remove their misunderstandings. So that was sometimes now, so many things are clear, but I'm talking 30 years back story, because that time they were having misunderstandings when they were seeing so many people here around and what is going on, why they are constructing their properties and all this. But after Global Hospital construction, when it was open to the local public at that time, it is a different story. Actually, that was the time from where the people started coming more closer. And I remember day before yesterday we were having the meeting of the local people. They used the word blessing. They said, we are so blessed that this hospital is a boon for us. And that person had a heart attack, some heart problem, and they were not able to take him to Palanpur or Ahmedabad, and they immediately brought here, and immediate care was taken, and now he is okay. The whole family, 50 members, are very, very happy. They said, no, this amount of treatment we would have not even received there, so far if we would have gone, but we are blessed. So see, this is what Baba's, you know, different ways of doing the service, and the children, they became an instrument. And I also realized that when I came there after my teaching to Global Hospital, that why I am coming to the hospital when it was requested by seniors, Dadiji and Nirvayabhai, Dr. Ashok Mehta and Dr. Pratap, they said, no, you have to come to the hospital. I said, I don't have any medical training and I don't have any particular related training. Then they said, no, you have to come because it is for the local public. So I was, because we are here from the so many years, so the people, they know us very well. The whole family is in Baba's knowledge. So they said, no, you will be able to create confidence in these people by meeting them. So I realized, and I was teaching at that time, it was 3 months holidays, the same time in 91. And they said to me, come in holidays. Only in holidays, 3 months. So those, I came. Considering it as a holidays, I'm going in Global Hospital. But 91, now till now, no holidays finished. So Baba has given me another very beautiful opportunity for my self-learning. And using the miracle of Baba's blessing, when I got the opportunity to do the first doctorate, PhD in spirituality and universal values, it was the first proper documentation. And that was the time again, the challenge. Why I'm sharing you this story, because how Baba does the miracles. I remember that first time I went with my proposal, and I've used the word for Brahma Kumari's renaissance, Brahma Kumari's literature, the renaissance of spirituality and universal value. They said, you can't use word literature for Brahma Kumari's. You even can't use the word renaissance. It's history actually. It is literature, means the literature related with Shakespeare or Milton, that kind of literature. What literature you have in any university? We were not having a single book. You all know that time, of course, now we have the diplomas, but that time no proper academic book was there. And I was trying to convince them with the whole meeting and whole group of people. The 10 people were cross-questioning me there in university. And I was mentioning them that how Brahma Kumaris, they have transformed the lives of millions, thousands, by spirituality, meditation. And it is a unique university. I want to, research means we want to present that, and I want to take this opportunity. He said, no, you cannot use all these words. You go in the philosophy first and do something there, then you have to do. And I totally left the idea of doing this. And after 6 months, I got again a call and the letter from the university to present them again my proposal. They considered me again. This is Baba's magic. And I was thinking in my mind that, Baba, time is very precious. And mostly when we are thinking of PhD, mostly it is 5 to 6 years of time. And my guide, he did in 8 years. So I said, time is very precious. And people said, some of them, why you want to do this? So then I got a message from Avyakt Path Dada. So Baba said to, given a very beautiful message which was like a blessing and a miracle, the change the whole story. Baba said that no one has done this in Yajna. You have to do this. And Baba said, don't listen to anyone. It means that you have to do this. And Baba gave two powers at that time. Baba said, use the power of concentration and the determination. So this was just like a gift from Baba to me. And I found that from that moment, because as I was sharing how the Baba's blessings work and making our each and every task so easy, so then I found and realized the power of Baba's blessings worked in a miracle way, that the whole work I felt was the complete support from Baba. And even I used to have many times seasons when I was writing that work. Baba was answering so many things, and I written the whole book in Baba's room, most of the main work. And I remember that Baba used to show many times the books in my early dreams, which I have to take as a reference book. Because the Murlis were first time established as a primary sources, because it is the mythology of the PhD. You have to have some source, the guiding source, the basic book, like people use Bible or Gita. So they said, what you will be going to, you know, what is your references? The Brahma Kumari's main foundation work, from where everything has started. So I said, I written Avyakt Murlis and the Sakar Murlis. I said, how it is? My guide said, I'm not agreeing with you. How can you write like this? I said, no, it is true. It is truth actually. Because these are our sources, the direct divine words, versions of God. So I had a chance of going back and studied all from where, and took the interviews of the dadis and the what way. That's again another class. Maybe another time I can't, because it's time. How many minutes we can sit together? 15 minutes, okay? Yeah, I'm just asking you. Can we sit, continue for 10-15 minutes? Yeah, okay. So it's so interesting that Baba made me and gave me very powerful touchings, how academically Baba's Murlis, that's why the Murlis are, I always share that, the very important and powerful ways of experiencing Baba's blessings in life. So Murlis actually, when I was documenting from that angle, and it was very, very clear, crystal clear, Baba made me how to do with yukti, using that intelligence which Baba says. And I completed the work in very less time. I think it was 2 years, less than 2 years. Not 4 or 5 years Baba made me to do. That's what in today's Murli, less hard work. You have not to do lot of hard work, but Baba will be going to make everything easy. And I remember that I used to listen that Baba is always, many times used to make me wake up. It's like, you know, when teacher, because I made Baba that you are my supreme teacher now. Because I have already gone through the challenges of the interview over there, and I became more responsible after that. Because I was very much careful what should be written and what should be documented, that it should be accepted because it is Baba's work. Because it was, the blessing was in childhood, you have to be victorious. But then I found and realized at that moment So Baba was taking the care, and the all the help and the support was coming from the different sources. And I was realizing that it is not me actually. I became a very, 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 very small instrument, but it's all going on with Baba's help and support. And when it was completed, so when it went to the examiners, and one of them, the double gold medalist, and he read that and he was feeling the experience and getting what we are doing, and he came to Baba's home after reading that. And he took the classes. Like this, many things happened, that how Baba does the touchings to the examiner, they are not BKs, but then you see the feel. Because many, many stories were documented of the Brahmins, their life transform. Because it is one of the very important thing about us. During doing a service of Baba these days, I was recently in Bombay, and there was in Bombay, it is after 50 years, that was a science congress, if you have heard this. It was a very big event. 14,000 scientists came there from all over the world, and the Nobel laureates were there, and the Prime Minister Modi inaugurated that conference. And the first time in this science congress, it never happened, they have introduced and the session and the topic under the ancient sciences. They given me the topic, science and spirituality. See, wonder how the Baba is making me to do this study and present this in the Congress with the all the people and the Nobel laureates. And it was so interesting that in that session, the people were all, doctors, but they did the studies in different fields. Some of them, they were with the medical science, but they were proving that the yoga is the ancient science for the healing. And I was sharing them in that congress that how the four important research studies we are doing at the Global Hospital and Research Center, which is documented and which is accepted. I think all of you know that is one of them, the heart patients. More than 3,000 heart patients are cured. It's not a small study. Blockages are removed. They're gone. Where they have gone actually? The science is now considering all these facts. We can give Baba's knowledge. There's a time actually to tell the people. That's why Baba is saying the time is so less actually, and we have to give Baba's knowledge to many, many people. Thousands are left, so we have so much now to share. Because people are asking for scientific proofs, and we introduce them, I given them in that paper presentation about the diabetes, the de-addiction programs going all over, and the psychosomatic disorders, the people, those are in depression, anxiety, sleep disorders. This is now all scientific. Dr. Abdul Kalam was there in that program and many others. And he himself said, after coming here, I was thinking, the science is the only power. And I say that more than the power of the science, where the science fails, the spirituality works. And it was so interesting, in one of the presentation over there, he was a pilot, a trainer for the pilots, and he was giving the ancient sciences, which Baba says in the Murli, that you can fly their helicopters or planes with the thought power. And he went in the Vedas and Rig Vedas and translated from Sanskrit to the English and Hindi and given the proofs of that time, that how the it used the word Viman Vidya, means the education is related with the planes, the how planes will be going to fly with the power of the mind, which Baba is mentioning in the Murli. So people are now understanding. Of course, he challenged the NASA. He challenged the NASA also. He said, no, The ancient sciences are already documented. The discovery of these scientific things, which is later on refined and used, but it was already there, which Baba says, no, it's already, we have created it and it will come and it will merge and it will come again. So see that so many things are happening, but actually Baba has given so many things to us in advance. So that is why all of us, we are what? We are blessed or not? Yes? You're not smiling. Many of you are not smiling. Smile. Give smile to each other. Once Dadiji was sharing, Dadijan ki, you get up in the morning, no, you just smile and look at the mirror. See your face. So the mirror will be only showing your smiling face when you will be going to smile. Will not show unless and until we will smile. Isn't it? So that is why Baba has given us everyday mirrors, no? That is what to do. So that is why we will be now, will be extra. These are very precious days before Baba's meeting. So that is why Vrat, that's the fasting. Isn't it? So what fasting we will be going to do? Isn't it? The people don't eat, of course, we will not suggest you. Because Brahmins, when they come in Madhuban, they eat. Because here there is no problem, no, Baba's power is there. So this is, you have come to your father home, so eat, enjoy. But the fasting of what? That's the importance of Shivratri. Fasting, number one. The fasting from what? Waste thoughts. No waste thoughts are there, no? Isn't it? And the second thing, they clean actually. Before that they prepare whether house is there, the temple or the where they start the worship. That is cleaned properly and the purely. Isn't it? And third thing is, of the Shivratri worship is, it's a special worship from all the other deities. It was so much care is taken when Shivratri is there, the Shiv Jayanti, the birthday of the father and the children. And along with the gifts, it's an offering to God. So we are ready to give gifts, no? Isn't it? All of us, we have brought gift for whom? Which gift Baba wants? So that is why one thing is to clean and clear. So it's so interesting that we were in one of the programs. So we literally did this exercise. And that was shared that whenever you have waste thoughts is coming to your mind or something which is created and you really not getting rid of that, what should do? Can do this. Put your hand here, all of you. Just you are rubbing one, just gone, one, two, gone, given to Baba. Third time again, given, just with the feeling gone, given the exercise. Whenever you feel something is still here, clean it from here. Because where it is? Sometimes here. That's why sometimes for the blessing, the hand comes later on. But when it comes from, goes from here, can do it from whenever you get tired night. You will really feel, and we really found that sometimes the importance, because they do as a rituals, but as an exercise if you take, with that power it's going, cleaning and rub. So when you rub it, it's gone. So do it again, three times, or if you have something still, it's given to Baba. I am blessed. One, I am blessed. And third time, Baba, given to you on your birthday, special birthday. So everything is given to you. How do you feel? Isn't it? So, your hands. One sister was just talking that how in the morning when we were going for the walk, that the hands, when we do meditation, they become so powerful. Isn't the words, they become powerful. So what is said is becoming true for the other person. Right. The person will feel, yes, you said to me, but this is something I was looking for. But who did this? From Baba. So that's why now we will be sitting in Baba's meditation. Brother, would you like to play that song of Baba? This is one beautiful song. We will be going to listen that. It's a Hindi-English mix. And with that, first 1 minute of silence, then we will listen the song. So please feel the hand of Baba on you of what? Blessing. It's showering on you. So feel the rays are coming on you and they are very powerful. And we are so blessed children of Baba with lot of energy. With lot of zeal and enthusiasm and joy which is showering on me. Feel each and every cell of the body. Feel the hand of Baba in my hand, very gentle, very promising. Forever. Shanti, we will now get up from our places for a few seconds. We will listen this song. And if you want to dance, you can dance and you can clap.
This song mixed by DJ Sagar.
Number one,
DJ Sagar. This song. This song is mixed by DJ Sagar.